This is the Coach Les Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Denver, here's Coach Les.
Welcome back to the Coach Les Show. We're live from the O'Reilly Studios in Denver, Colorado, 16th and Champa. Right downtown, right in the middle of downtown, 16th Street Mall. It was really happening down here a couple of weeks ago. It's still pretty cool, but nothing like that Christmas time. Hey, if you have any questions, you can text us 303-961-7799, or you can give us a call, 1-800-777-2907. I would rather you text us, because then, you know, that way you can be brave and you can say whatever you feel like saying. And it's okay. I have no problem with that. Right now, though, I got my man Ted on. He covers the Minnesota Vikings. What's up, Ted?
Hey, how's it going, Les? How you been?
I'm doing good, man. How is life in freezing Minnesota?
I'm actually living in St. Louis, and it's almost as cold. I'm freezing, my man. I'm freezing.
I bet you are, man. I bet you are. Hey, so right now, I would have to say the best team in the NFC is Minnesota. The only way I see them losing in the playoffs is if they beat themselves.
That's a good argument to make. I mean, they're playing solid football. They're going into the postseason strong. They after their loss in Carolina, which, I mean, you never like a loss, but I think it kind of helped to refocus them. They came out, they spoke Cincinnati, they went on the road, they beat Green Bay. Then they came home and took care of business against Chicago, secured a first-round bye. And then you look at, you know, New Orleans lost on the road. The Rams kind of just decided to go into cruise control and rest their starters. The Falcons have kind of been strong down the stretch. The Panthers struggled. And then you just kind of have this situation, this really unique and unfortunate situation in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz going out and Nick Foles just not looking good at all. That's a reasonable statement to make, that the Vikings are looking really, really strong as the NFC playoffs kick off.
I know. I don't see them leaving home all the way through the Super Bowl.
I hate how you have me in such a box, because I've been a Vikings fan my whole life, and I've covered the team. I've written about them since 2009, and I want good things to happen. And you can't look at the way Philly has played with Nick Foles the last couple of weeks and go, yeah, that's a strong number one seed. Yeah. And you look at how good, you know, New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina, for the most part, and how these teams have been, and you think Philly's defense is good, but that offense is just really struggling right now, and they got shut out at home by Dallas. So
yeah.
I'm not saying they're a surefire thing to lose, but I don't. It's weird to say this about a number one seed, which is why I hesitate to say it, but they very well could be an underdog going into their divisional round game, depending on who they match up against.
Oh, yeah, I 100% going to agree with you, because you're right. Whatever team that comes out, I will say that they're probably going to be the underdog. Carolina beat them. So I still see it. This is how I see it. I see them stand there, and as long as they don't beat themselves, they'll stay home for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the few times the Vikings have stubbed their toes this year, the Steelers and then the Lions game, at the first Lions game at home and then on the road at Carolina. And I hate to say they beat themselves, because the other teams, all three of them made plays when they had to, but the Vikings really missed some opportunities with untimely penalties, dropped passes, unusual breakdowns in their defense that usually don't happen. If they can put it all together and play good football on offense, on defense, and special teams, doesn't make a glaring mistake, they're going to be really, really tough to beat at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, that's true. Now, here's the thing. Now, I don't want to get carried away. I said they have it throughout the playoffs till they get to the Super Bowl. I don't see them beating Pittsburgh or New England. Now, I can take them as far as the Super Bowl. Now, I can hold your hand that far. After that, I got to let your hand go. I don't see them beating Pittsburgh or New England.
You know, the Minnesota Vikings at home, I mean, you've never had a team play a Super Bowl in their home stadium, and they are darn near world beaters at home. They only lost one game at home all year, and that was to Detroit, and that was the game Dalvin Cook tore his ACL, and you could just feel the air and emotion leave the team and leave the stadium. It would be a complete opposite effect if they're playing the Super Bowl in their home stadium. And I think Tom Brady and the Patriots can be had. Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers can be had. You can move the ball on that defense, and defense wins championships, and there's not a defense better in the NFL than the Minnesota Vikings. And you put that defense on that field in that stadium, and I got to say, I think they'd be tough to beat. I don't care who they're going up against.
Okay, that's fair enough. Excuse me. On the fast forward, though, let's get past this Super Bowl that I think they're going to be in anyway. I don't know who they're going to play from the AFC, whether it's going to be Pittsburgh or New England. Everybody would probably say New England. Let's fast forward. What are we looking at next year? Are we going to – I'm talking about for Minnesota. Are we going to still have the same quarterback in place if he takes them to the Super Bowl? Are they going to go with one of the other guys? What would you say the pitch is going to look like next year for the quarterback position for the Minnesota Vikings?
Les, if the season plays out like we've been talking the last few minutes, I don't see how the Vikings can't bring Case Keenum back. They almost would have to. I mean, the guy would have stepped in and taken them to hopefully, you know, the ultimate prize. But
yeah,
even if they fall short and get to the Super Bowl and don't win, still, Case Keenum is a guy that got him there. I would think that he would be the guy they would go after and hopefully try to retain Teddy Bridgewater as a backup. I have no idea how that whole scenario is going to work out. It's reading too far into the future right now. And then you hear reports that Sam Bradford's healthy now and he's practicing, and there's a chance he could be activated for the playoffs. So the Vikings have a lot of options open to them, but I would think the one, I don't want to say obvious one, but pretty kind of common sense one right now would be for the Vikings to go after Case Keenum, because, I mean, he's the guy that got him here.
Okay, that's fair enough. Talking to Ted Glover, the Daily Norseman. Hey, I want to ask you another quick question. Right now, Bridgewater is out there. Say they get to the NFC Championship game, and we're not seeing a good performance out of Keenum. Do you take him out, or do you leave him in and ride with the horse that got you there?
Yeah, there's no tomorrow, man. I mean, depending on what point in the game, you've got everything riding on the outcome of that one game. During the regular season, you can afford to say, well, you know, we'll give him time to work it out, either the rest of this game or next week or whatever the case may be. There is no tomorrow. It's the playoffs. If you think your guy isn't getting it done and the other guy can, then you make the move. I mean, you was it Herm Edwards so famously said, you play to win the game. And that's the game. That's we're talking about the whole kit and caboodle. You got to do what you can to win. I would think if it's obvious that Keenum's off early in any of these playoff games, that the Vikings would be looking to make a move, especially if, you know, they get behind and it looks like the game might get out of hand. You don't want that to happen, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. Right now, how's everything looking as far as the Vikings are going? They're healing up. They're getting ready. How are they looking right now?
Yeah, the big key injury was Pat Elflein, the starting center, rookie out of Ohio State. He had missed last week, and they had to do some shuffling on the O-line. It looks like he's back practicing with the team again when they were at practice today. So it looks like he'll be back and getting rested up. The guys that they sat out of practice, they said, were just, you know, kind of resting, and because it's late in the year and they got a bye coming up. So the big one was Pat Elflein. Of course, the Sam Bradford news that he's back practicing, but it looks like they'll be about as healthy as a team can be this late in the season heading to the playoffs. The bye is going to do them a lot of good.
Okay. About an hour ago, Randy Moss, they just said, has just made it to the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Would you guys be happy if he made it?
Oh, yeah. If Randy Moss is not a first ballot Hall of Famer, just close the Hall of Fame. Just close it. The man changed the way the game is played. Period. Dot.
Okay. Well, but couldn't we also say that about Terrell Owens? Couldn't we say T.O. also did the same thing? And this is his second or third year that he hasn't got in? Second year. This would be the third that he hasn't got in?
It's a travesty that T.O.'s not in. But Randy Moss was better than T.O.
Yeah, oh, definitely. No, I'm not arguing that, because that would be dumb for me to say no. Randy Moss was definitely better. Even though they played the same position, two totally different types of players, definitely, for sure. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
T.O. definitely deserves to be in. He should have been a first ballot, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Ted, tell everybody how they can read what you write.
You can find my stuff on the SB Nation's Minnesota Vikings website, Daily Norseman. That's dailynorseman.com. Also do a podcast with one of the other front page contributors there, Di Murphy. We do a podcast. It's called Roughing the Podcast, and you can find that on Daily Norseman as well. We do a post for each episode that we give an audio link and all that good stuff for.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, Ted, I appreciate you coming on, man, and I'll be talking to you when they make it to the Super Bowl.
All right,
I'm gonna go out on the limb.
Conversation.
Okay, for sure, we definitely will, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. That's Ted Glover, SB Nation, the Daily Norseman.